This is Dr. Schumacher dictating history and physical on Sherry Clark. Last name C-L-A-R-K, Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-Y. Place was Mission Point at Flint. Date was December 26, 2022. In paragraph patient profile, Mrs. Clark is a 68-year-old female who moved into Mission Point about 2 days ago, and she came from the hospital. In paragraph his chief complaint, she's here for wound care and antibiotic treatment for osteomyelitis of the left foot in the lateral aspect of the fifth metatarsal area, period. New paragraph, history of past illness. Mrs. Clark has been homeless since August, period. She states she escaped domestic abuse from her sister, who she was staying with, and then was in the homeless shelter, namely the Mission, period. She developed cellulitis, period. Her sugars were well controlled until she became homeless, and then there was a different environment, and she didn't eat as well, and sugars fluctuated, period. She developed an ulcer of the left foot in the fifth metatarsophalangeal area, and was found of osteomyelitis, period, infectious disease, saw her, period. She was initially treated with vancomycin, cefepime, and flagyl, and has been found to have methicillin-resistant staph aureus, so she's on vancomycin, period. There isn't much pain at the present time, period. There's a slightly unsteady gait as she has diabetic neuropathy and sometimes has numbness or tingling, period. It's also noted that she had cataract surgery of the left eye a couple weeks ago and used diclofenac eye drops and Tobrax, period. There has been improvement in the pain of her foot, period. She needs the antibiotics for a total of 6 weeks, period. New paragraph. She does not appear to need any surgery, period. The wound is dressed, period. New paragraph regarding diabetes, comma. Her sugar today was 102, and she denies any polyuria or polydipsia, but admits to paresthesias and slightly decreased vision, period. However, she attributes the decreased vision mostly to cataracts, period. Her sugars have been fluctuating here, with yesterday's being 251 and 327, and today's being 216 and now 102, period. She comes to us on Dedimir, 10 units a day, plus Aspart, 3 units 3 times a day before meals, period. She had hyperkalemia in the hospital, which was treated, period. New paragraph review of systems, constitutional, no fever or chills, eye, slightly decreased vision, and it's better in the left due to cataract surgery, and she still anticipates another surgery, period. ENT, no sore throat, hoarseness, or earache, respiratory, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum, cardiovascular, no angina, or palpitations, or dizziness, GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting, diarrhea, or bleeding, GU, no dysuria, or other complaints, musculoskeletal. She denies arthralgias, but states she has a history of fibromyalgia, period, there's no pain when seen, period, hematologic, no excessive bruising or bleeding, skin, she has a diabetic foot ulcer on the left, as noted. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia. Neurologic, no headaches, fainting, or seizures. New paragraph, past history is positive for the cellulitis, diabetes, mellitus, and the gait unsteadiness, and the current cellulitis, period. She, in the social history, she lives in a homeless shelter. No smoking, no ethanol abuse, period. In paragraph family history, her mother had diabetes mellitus and died 3 years ago, period. She states her father is alive and well at 91 and still working, period. He works on a dairy farm, period. She was not aware of any heart disease or cancer in her family. New paragraph. Medications. Diclofenac sodium solution 0.1%, one drop in the left eye 3 times a day. And tobramycin with dexamethasone 0.3-0.1, one drop in the left eye 3 times a day. Vancomycin, 1,050 milligrams every 12 hours. Dedimir, 10 units daily. Aspart, 3 units subcutaneously 3 times a day before meals. New paragraph, allergies, codeine, morphine. New paragraph, examination. She's not acutely distressed or ill-appearing. Blood pressure, 177 over 80. Temperature, 97.7. Pulse, 64. Respiratory rate, 18. New paragraph, head and neck, pupils equal and reactive to light, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraocular movements are intact, oral mucosa normal, ears normal inspection, hearing was good. Head was atraumatic, nose had no deformities. Neck supple, no mass, no palpable thyromegaly or nodes. Lungs, clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular normal, S1, S2, no gout, no murmur. No significant edema. Abdomen, or her pedal pulses were not felt on the left because of the dressing, but was 1+ on the right. There's a wound in the area of, or just to put down skin, there was a wound in the area of the left fifth toe covered and dressed. Abdomen softened and tender, no palpable organomegaly. CNS cranial is normal. Sensation is grossly intact, including in the left foot, period. No clear motor deficits anywhere, period. Skin showed the ulcer in the left lower extremity with a clean dressing in place, and she has a supportive boot, period. The rest of the skin has no ominous rashes or lesions. Musculoskeletal, no acute joint inflammation or effusion, no cyanosis. Mental status, she's oriented with normal affect, period. New paragraph, assessment and plan. One, Mrs. Clark is here for wound care and for antibiotic therapy, namely vancomycin, 1,250 milligrams every 12 hours. She's getting wound treatment with saline packed with iodoform gauze to the wound and betazine-soaked gauze, period. Two, she has diabetes mellitus, mellitus, Dedimir, 10 units at daily, period. Three, she has, under two, she also will continue aspart, 3 units TID before meals. Two, her blood pressure is elevated, and I'll have them log in more readings before I start something, period. She doesn't have a diagnosis of hypertension so far, period. Four, she has had cataract surgery and is on the diclofenac and tobramycin with dexamethasone drops, as noted above, period. Otherwise, I'll continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.